Hearing the singer Alani, even for just a moment, feels like being transported back in time.
Cash cherry blossom by the river, flowing through the flowing of my heart.
Despite a lifetime surrounded by music and musicians, this is Alani's first album. It is called You and I, and on it she tells an age-old story.
It's the story of a love affair that takes place over a year. So, Cherry Blossom, as it's the first one, it'll always be quite special for me because of how I wrote it. I wrote it in Grenada under a duvet at 3 o'clock in the morning with the crickets and the sea as my backing. It's my instrumental.
If this is all one narrative that unfolds on your album, can you tell us how the love story ends?
In disaster.
Come on.
No, I mean, it's weird because in order to make the album, I've been single for 6 years now, which is a long time.
Yeah.
And it was so cathartic to sing about, you know, I was having an affair with a married man, basically, and I'd been sworn to secrecy, or I'd been a good mistress. And when I wrote the album, it finally feels like I don't have to be trapped in that love situation anymore.
We agreed to end this love affair, to erase every word that you said that set me free.
Alani might remind you of greats like Billie Holiday or Judy Garland, but she doesn't like those comparisons, and she doesn't like the word nostalgia.
I didn't set out to make a kitsch kind of album. I just did what I grew up listening to. It sounds weird. Like, well, how did this black chick with dreads grow up with Julie Andrews as her role model? Well, I have about 5 copies of Sound of Music on vinyl. I know every single word to that film, and if you don't understand my history, you just go, oh, she's just swallowed some like great American songbook and thinks that she can regurgitate it. And it's like, no, I had to overcome the fact that I am black and I was told many times, oh, you sound white. You don't do all the gospel like, stuff.
Like a black singer is supposed to sing.
Like a black, what is black and white? Soul is exclusive to blackness? That's ridiculous.
Suddenly, I'm woken by a vision of your blue eyes, so lovely.
Music is in Alani's DNA. Her dad was a bassist, and her great-uncle was one of the most beloved British cabaret stars of the 1920s and 30s. His name was Leslie Hutchinson, but he was known as Hutch.
I remember being maybe about 13 or 14 and hearing about this uncle and then sitting around a radio with my grandmother, and we all listened to this BBC show about him.
We present Hutch's song album.
I'm with you once more under the stars.
It just gave me a real sense of pride. And I remember having a boyfriend who's, I think his grandparents were like, yes, I remember seeing Hutch perform. And he had his handkerchief, and he always used to pull out his handkerchief before he sat down at the piano. And it was like, oh, yeah, okay. That's one of my family.
And this was is this on your dad's side?
It's on my mum's side.
So you had music coming and going, both sides of your family.
Yeah, but my mum can't sing. Like, we'll always stand in the kitchen cooking and singing songs like Carpenters or something. And
Carpenters?
Oh, yeah. That was one of the staples.
So, you know, now I got to ask you to sing a Karen Carpenter song.
Oh, we used to sing, I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find.
Alani started in the entertainment industry when she was just 5 years old. At 12, she went to a small, prestigious art school with a whole lot of talented classmates, including Amy Winehouse.
They tried to make me go to rehab, I said no, no, no.
Winehouse had a painful and public struggle with drugs and alcohol, and she died in 2011.
don't really like to talk about it too much, but it was shocking. It made me very scared because I could see what the industry does to you. If you're an open, sensitive soul like she was, it can destroy you because you need people who care, who love you for you, and who don't get lost in the dollar signs above your head. And I was very scared to enter this business, knowing what I want to give of myself. It's extremely lonely. So being an artist isn't easy, and if you don't have the mental strength to get you through. Like this morning, I went swimming. That's where I find my sanity, in water.
So you make sure when you stay in hotels, they have pools?
I sound like a right diva when I'm requesting this. Like, I need a pool. I need swimming pools. And if there's not one in the hotel, it needs to be at least 5 minutes in walking distance. And they're like, oh my God. So yeah, it's starting to get a little bit like, oh, here comes the diva. But it's necessary. It's like, if you want me to stay sane, I need water.
Someone left me all alone. I am far away from home, scared to be wild and free.
So you've been around music, you've been at the edges of the music industry your whole life, but it is only recently that you've decided to expand the metaphor, dive in with both feet. Mm-hmm. Have you thought twice about whether or not you should have done this earlier?
I kind of did when I first started, because I realized how scared I was to do it. And now that I feel like I've broken through that fear, whenever I have that feeling of, oh no, I can't do it, I can't, what am I doing? How comes these people are believing in me? I don't even know what I'm doing. And then I look at it and I go, I've come too far, I can't, there's no turning back now.
I'm the tides, they flow, life keeps changing, every little thing is all right.
Alani, her debut album is called You and I.
Da 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 da